This is the reflection column written for us by Naveen Ibrahim Saras, who is a pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Wausau, Wisconsin. She entitles it, Will We Join Him? It wasn't easy for peasant fishermen in first century Palestine to make a living. To begin with, they didn't enjoy free access to the Sea of Galilee because the Roman Empire and its elite controlled the fishing industry. Herod Antipas, a provincial Roman governor, Romanized the region and put it under Emperor Tiberius's control, noted Chet Myers in Let's Catch Some Big Fish, Jesus Called a Discipleship in a World of Injustice. Antipas wanted to multiply fishing in the waters around Tiberias. He created an industry for commercial export, not local consumption. While the local people depended on fish for their main food, Antipas extracted it for profit. Fishing was also a costly business because each step of the process was taxed. Fishermen had to get a lease from local brokers, and they had no option but to sell to Antipas's factories, which exported fish to the entire Roman Empire. As a result, many fishermen became destitute. Jesus spent most of his ministry in fishing villages like Capernaum, Gennesaret, Magdala, because there, wrote John Dominic Croyson in God and the Empire, the radicality of Israel's God confronted the normalcy of Rome's civilization under Herod Antipas. In Luke 5, 1 through 11, included in our February lectionary readings, it tells of a miraculous catch of fish and of Jesus inviting Peter to fish for people. Traditionally, we've understood Jesus' statement, fish for people, to connote the vocation of saving souls. But in prophetic traditions such as Jeremiah, Amos, and Ezekiel, to fish for people implies a divine judgment of God's enemies. Why did Jesus use this metaphor? According to the Gospels of Mark and Matthew, Jesus calls on Peter, Andrew, and James and John, sons of Zebedee, to follow him after Herod Antipas beheaded John the Baptist, possibly at his royal palace in Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee shores. These fishermen, disciples, were victims of Herod Antipas too. This story is not about the disciples changing their vocation from fishing for fish to fishing for people. Rather, it's inviting them to join Jesus in turning over Rome's unjust social order and then replacing it with God's kingdom. Fishing for people is a political and spiritual statement against Roman imperial power. By providing fish, Jesus demonstrates that he, not Antipas, is in control of the lake. Jesus calls his disciples, who were anticipating God's intervention to end the Roman oppression. Jesus preached the good news about the coming of God's reign to replace the Roman emperor's and Antipas's reign. In Binding the Strong Man, Myers wrote, Jesus is inviting common folk to join him in his struggle to overturn the existing order of power and privilege. Will we join him?